KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball last night, the Cam boys basketball team got things going in the second half as they pulled away from Southwest Valley for a 54-36 win last night in Oneida. It was slow going for both teams early, and the game was tied at just 18 apiece at halftime. The Cougars started to find some more consistent offense in the second half and grabbed a 40-26 lead by the end of the third. The Cougars were led by 11 points from Ben Tibkin, 10 from Jacob Holste. All of Holste's points came in the second half. Nate Hensley was just outside of double figures with 9 points. As the Cougars stay undefeated on the young season, improving to 5-0, they'll finish the pre-holiday schedule at home against Glidden-Ralston tonight. Southwest Valley was led by 10 points from Adam Harris, and the Timberwolves fall to 1-5 on the season. They'll finish their pre-break schedule hosting Lennox tonight. And girls hoops last night, the Cam girls team used some hot outside shooting to build a lead and then held off a late rally from Southwest Valley for a 69-64 win. The Cougars jumped out to an early 18-3 lead but saw the Timberwolves close the gap to 6 by halftime. Cam pushed the lead out again in the third quarter, leading 55-40 at the end of the period. Southwest Valley slowly chipped away, and Riley Jacobs got hot late to get the Timberwolves as close as 1 in the waning moments. Jacobs hit a long 2, followed by 2 straight threes in a 3-possession stretch. Zoe Baylor got fouled with Cam up 65-64, and she stepped up, knocked down both free throws to push the lead back to 3. Molly Vantiger came up with a big rebound in the Timberwolves' next possession, and she nailed 2 free throws to help seal the win. Sammy Jotty led the way with a brilliant shooting night, sinking 6 threes in the game, finishing with 29 points. After the game, Jotty said it was just one of those nights where the teammates were finding her open.
Had a really good first half just shooting threes, and then I was in rhythm when I was shooting them, and I got a couple nice passes from my teammates to help it all go in.
Zoe Baylor finished the game with 21 points for Cam. Head coach Joe Woolham said it was great to see his team come through in a tight late game situation.
Saw some growth in our girls too. They haven't done a lot of late game situations, so proud of our girls how they handled that, and you know, had a little adversity in there and came away to win.
The Cougars improved to 5-1 on the season, and they'll close out the pre-holiday break portion of their schedule at home tonight against Glidden-Ralston. Coach Woolham said they're in great shape heading into the break.
You know, we talked about if we could be 6-1 heading into Christmas break, I would be ecstatic. You know, the schedule we've played, I think that would be great. At beginning of the season, I thought, you know, that might be a little far-fetched, but our girls have really progressed, and it's, I keep saying how proud I am of them, but it's been a fun season to watch them get better and better every game.
Southwest Valley was led by 17 points from Gentry Schaefer, 16 from Maggie Hare. The Timberwolves fall to 2-4. They'll host Lennox tonight. In other girls basketball locally last night, AHSTW defeated Griswold 86-26. It was Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 60-32. West Monona beating Omaha Nation 87-68. Just a reminder, we do have high school basketball tonight here on the radio as well, as our broadcast tonight will feature Kemper Catholic at Atlantic. Chris will have both the girls and boys games for you tonight. It's a doubleheader. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. Catch it all live right here. Well, the Associated Press Boys Weekly High School Basketball poll out yesterday afternoon shows Waukee on top in Class 4A. Ankeny Centennial and Iowa City West round out the top 3 in the top 10 poll. At Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln is in at number 10. They're tied with, they're at number 10 with a 5-0 record in this latest poll. Also, Class 3A Winterset is ranked number 1 with Davenport Assumption and Sergeant Bluff Luton 2 and 3. Carroll is in at number 5, Harlan at number 8, while Glenwood is tied with Algona for 9th in this week's poll. In Class 2A poll, Dyersville Beckman Catholic is top rated with trainer number 2 on the list this week. They got 5 first place votes. Also, North Lynn is number 3. In Class 1A, Remsen St. Mary's is top-ranked with Bishop Garrigan number 2, Montezuma number 3. AHSTW at 6-0 on the season is tied with Waco for number 6 in this week's top 10 poll. In college basketball news, University of Iowa senior guard Jordan Bohannon will undergo season-ending hip surgery Thursday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Recovery from that procedure is typically 6 to 9 months. Head basketball coach Fran McCaffrey said he could not have more respect for Jordan and the way in which he's fought to get back on the court for the team. Ultimately, he says he wants best for what's best for Jordan, knowing that he'll work even harder following Thursday's procedure. Bohannon said it has been an incredibly difficult last 6 to 9 months dealing with what he's had to go through. He said the unwavering support from Hawkeye Nation, team, coaches, friends, and family has meant the world to him. He said he's looking forward to finally being 100% and will be doing everything he can to help the team out from the side sidelines the rest of the season. Bohannon had the same procedure successfully performed on his right hip this past May and played in 10 games this season. During the course of the last couple of months, pain developed in his left hip that ultimately resulted in the decision for the additional surgery. Bohannon played in 10 games, averaging 8.8 points and 3.3 assists per game. In top 25 college hoops last night, Texas Tech was the only top 25 team in action. Playing hours after they entered the AP poll, the 24th-ranked Red Raiders almost made it a short stint in the rankings before rallying in the second half, and they beat Southern Miss 71-65. Kansas has become the fifth team to occupy the top of the Associated Press men's basketball poll already this season. The Jayhawks picked up 47 of 65 first-place votes to move up one spot in the rankings as they unseated Louisville, which dropped to third following last Tuesday's loss to Texas Tech. Gonzaga claimed 15 first-place votes to climb from sixth to second. Former number one Duke moved up three spots to fourth, just ahead of Ohio State. Kentucky, Maryland, Oregon, Virginia, and Baylor round out the top 10. Number 23 Penn State is ranked for the first time in 23 years. The poll doesn't include North Carolina. They'd been ranked since February of 2014. Also, college basketball, Northwest Missouri State picked up a win over Central Methodist last night, a 101-66 victory, and Ryan Hawkins led the way with 32 points. He was 13 of 15 from the floor. He had 5 steals, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists in that contest. Trevor Hudgens chipped in with 11 points and 13 assists. Tyler Doherty finished with 13 points. Diego Bernard and Derek Lang each had 14 points to help out Northwest Missouri State's effort. Luke Waters also had a dozen to help the Bearcats improve to 9-1 now on their season. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy has released a report calling on NCAA schools to do more to provide health care to their student athletes. The report is the last of three from the Connecticut Democrat dealing with issues surrounding players and the money generated by college athletics. Murphy co-chairs a bipartisan congressional working group on athlete compensation with Utah Republican Mitt Romney. The Connecticut senator also announced they would meet Tuesday with NCAA President Mark Emmert to discuss developing national policies for paying athletes. His latest report recommends the NCAA require full health care coverage for athletes and allow players to see doctors who are not associated with their athletic program or school. Murphy also wants schools to guarantee four-year scholarships for athletes, including those who become injured, and allow players to transfer immediately from programs if they believe their health is at risk. Iowa's December 27th Holiday Bowl game against USC will conclude one of the best five-year runs in program history. Ranked 16th in the college football playoff poll, the Hawkeyes take a 9-3 record against the 22nd-rated Trojans.
That gives us 46 wins over the last 5 years right now, which puts us in good standing historically with this program. It's equal to the best of over any five-year period there is, and I've been told 11th best in the country. So our guys can be really proud of that.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. A win in the Holiday Bowl would be their 19th over the last two seasons.
Our guys can be really, I think, proud of the way they've competed, the way they've prepared and gone out and done that on a regular basis, which is, you know, easy to say, but it's a little tougher to do, and our guys have done a good job of meeting that challenge, and we got a big one coming up.
It was the 2014 season that finished 7-6 after a blowout loss to Tennessee in the Gator Bowl that served as a reboot for the program. Since then, the Hawkeyes have averaged more than 9 wins.
You keep learning in life. Hopefully you're doing a better job every day. And then in our community, it's all about, you know, everybody being on the same page, and that's what makes, I think, football a little bit unique and different. You know, I've got a lot of coaches involved, certainly a lot of players, a lot of support staff members. So, you know, everybody's got to kind of be, carrying the same message and doing it on a daily basis. And I think we've done a little better job of that.
We'll have that game coming up for you on December 27th here on KJAN. The Associated Press has released its All-America team, and it's full of players from LSU and Ohio State. Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow of LSU highlights the first team offense. Defensive end Chase Young of Ohio State leads the defense. The top-ranked Tigers also placed receiver Jamar Chase and cornerback Derek Stingley on the first team. Young was joined in the first team by Ohio State teammates Wyatt Davis, a guard, and Jeff Okuda, a cornerback. Ohio State led all teams with 7 players selected to the 3 All-America teams, including second-team quarterback Justin Fields. Across all 3 AP All-America teams, the SEC had 18 players in all. The Big Ten, 17. The Pac-12 had 13. The Big 12, 10. And the ACC had 8. Well, Drew Brees has added his name to one more NFL record. Brees is the league's all-time leader in touchdown passes after tossing 4 more in the Saints' 34-7 thrashing of the Colts in New Orleans last night. The scoring strike that broke Peyton Manning's record of 539 career touchdown passes came in the third quarter when Brees hit tight end Josh Hill for a 5-yard score. He came into the game already holding NFL records for completions and passing yards before helping the Saints improve to 11-3. Breeze also broke a single-game record for completion percentage by connecting on 29 of his 30 attempts for 307 yards in a little more than three quarters. The 6-8 Colts dropped their fourth in a row to eliminate themselves from playoff contention. According to multiple reports, the Kansas City Chiefs have claimed Terrell Suggs off of waivers. The Chiefs lost defensive end Alex Okafor for the season due to a torn pectoral muscle on Sunday. According to a report from ESPN's Adam Schefter, Suggs will strongly consider not reporting to the claiming team if it was anyone other than the Baltimore Ravens. The seven-time Pro Bowl selection Suggs was recently released by the Arizona Cardinals. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.